welcome to the world premiere of Fashion Bash, a tiny little spin-off of the Grits to Glitz podcast. I'm Amy, by the way. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee.
And, of course, you guys know, reality TV show fashion competitions fascinate us, and we're determined to talk about them. So sit back and listen, bitches, because we're about to hold forth.
In a whole new format. Tonight, yeah. Tonight we're tackling the brand new season of the brand new Bravo offering, the fashion show. Sorry, my dog is playing with a squeaky toy in the background. The fashion show is totally new and totally unprecedented fashion competition reality show. right?
I don't think so.
It's a complete ripoff of Project Runway, but with different judges and a different set and different, I don't know, format, and a completely, what the heck was that? The completely different fabric store that is not Mood.
Oh my gosh, they really went crazy there and didn't go to Mood. They went to a whole different fabric store.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But what they do have in common is they're still a spectacular model type chick, and they're still an extremely gay fashion dude.
Yeah, we got to stick with it. Except Kelly Rowland is really known more for music than fashion. So,
but she's pretty and skinny.
I love her. She's my favorite out of Destiny's Child.
And she's pretty.
Yes, she is. And she's very nice. Okay.
She's not German, I don't think.
Okay, and there's also a whole bunch of designers, and every season with Project Runway, I guess we're not supposed to allude to it, but with Project Runway, when we begin the season, there's 1,000,003 designers, and let's face it, everybody is getting to know all of them, and we can't keep up with all of them, so there's a whole bunch of new fashion designers, and a lot of drama, and we know we're in for some fun.
Well, yes, except one of the differences, and since we're spinning this off into a whole different podcast, there's a whole new rule. And that rule is to keep us from getting boring and to keep you guys from turning off your iPods, we are going to keep these podcasts down to 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, saying it out loud is scary.
Good luck.
Amy's got a stopwatch, y'all.
Yes.
Okay, Amy has a stopwatch, so... All of this introductory stuff aside, we are now going to delve into the fashion show, season one, episode one.
10 minutes starts now. What do you think, Bae? What about the concept?
The concept, of course, is your typical reality competition show. And, of course, you know what I think about reality competition. It is not real. It is structured by the producers. And I think that the fashion show was more structured than usual. It was more, certainly more structured than Project Runway.
You think?
Either that or Isaac Mizrahi is really bad at delivering casual conversation in the hallway.
He's better than Todd Oldham, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, he's so much better than, much better than Todd was.
And I got to tell you that one of the things that I like at the very top of the show, they say, this is real fashion and real people. And we're looking at Isaac Mizrahi and Fern Malice, and they're real people.
They're real people. They're real fashion. Now, Isaac Mizrahi was an actual designer. I mean, as much as I love Tim Gunn, he was never a designer. He was, you know,
a sculptor.
He's certainly an artist.
So there's the premise. There's the reality that we have is it's real people, real fashion, and a whole bunch of very young, very interesting designers. And they gave them a black t-shirt and said, make a little black dress.
Which I hated. I hated it. You couldn't see anything. It was a black t-shirt. When they introduced the black t-shirt, they had to digitally dodge it out so that we could see what it was.
Yes!
Did you notice that? Drove me crazy. And I hated the whole thing from beginning to end. I sat here glowering at the television.
And my question was only one. Each person got one t-shirt. It would have been handy if they had had more t-shirts that people could have cut up and used in different ways. But okay. Well, what'd you think of what they came up with?
I don't know. I couldn't see it. It was black. And it was over in a split second. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Amy, I really couldn't see anything. From what I saw, it looked like Merlin's was the most interesting. But we didn't get to see but three or four dresses. Oh, and that reminds me, that chick they brought in to be vicious and cruel, Laura Brown.
Yeah.
The only purpose she serves is to be cutting and vicious.
I wonder if she's going to come back.
Snide, superficial, snotty comments.
Well, you know, the producers told her, be snotty.
Yes, I know. And follows that's what direction drives me crazy. Well. Yeah. But so, I didn't like it. But as far as I could tell, the three winners actually were, who knows, for real, we couldn't see it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I have to say I liked Keith's little black dress with the plunging neckline and plunging in the back neckline and the cute little sweet bow. I liked that. I thought it was nice.
Yay, Keith.
Yay, Keith.
I thought it was too. Yeah. But honestly, we don't know anything that happened because mostly what we saw was Merlin having fits.
Yes, which takes us right into the design a whole line challenge. Merlin and Keith and Johnny R were the winners of the little black dress challenge. So they got to make their little teams to design a line around a must have item. So do you have a pair of gray satin harem pants, Bay?
Amy, I didn't have a pair of harem pants in 1990 when they were big. And I wouldn't have bought them if you'd paid me to.
You weren't young. You were old.
I was young. I was 23. I was young and cute.
That's true, you were.
For instance, they built that team, Johnny R's team, built it around the harem pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Merlin's team built an outfit around a bolero jacket. Now, that was also a big item in 1990, and I had more than a couple of bolero jackets. Loved them. Absolutely loved them. Would I wear them now? No, not so much. But at least I did wear them once upon a time.
Yeah. And I've had my share of little pencil skirts, especially when I was cute in little pencil skirts.
Yes, exactly. A pencil skirt, or they kept calling it a tube skirt, and I kept thinking, what? But was that Keith's team that went with the tube skirt?
Yeah, I think so. It was Spanx on the outside.
Their fabric choices were crazy. Just what were they thinking crazy? But I thought it was really ballsy of the show to even try to get all of those designers together in teams right off the bat and doing an entire friggin' line.
They got props for that. I mean, some of the judges said, wow, it was an actual fashion show with actual fashions and lines and stuff.
I kind of thought it was a train wreck from beginning to end. It really reminded me of Project Runway season one. I was like, wow, what are they running down the runway? But it was a great runway.
Wasn't it, though? I did like the setting. I did like the idea of there being people there from episode one. They were being judged by a large number of people, and they were getting reactions from a large number of people.
In the industry. Experts.
Oh, I got to say, I did like when they went into the workroom, Isaac and Kelly went into the workroom and looked at everything, and then they went out in the hall and talked about them. I liked that.
I thought that was a little bit contrived. I think that was probably the third or fourth take.
Really? Oh, well, you're probably right. Yes. But I like the concept.
Look, I love Isaac Mizrahi, and I loved it when he had a talk show. So I would have thought he would be smoother at this. But, you know, this is the premiere. Maybe the kinks worked out during the production.
You know what? I love it that he's not so beautiful.
Yes. He's kind of real. And I didn't think he was, I confess, I've already been reading things that people are saying online. I didn't think he was particularly bitchy.
No. Well, and he certainly ought to know about making clothes for real people, because after all, his lines have been sold at Target.
Right. Okay. So they go down the runway. I'm sorry. Are we at that point in our schedule?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We got 3 minutes left. I want to say this. I've got this to say about the runway, and then you can say whatever the hell you want.
Okay.
The little red swing jacket that was kind of a bolero that went with the tube skirt. That's yes. What the whole show, they kept showing it like in the background. It was off in the workroom, and I would go, oh, show that jacket. Show me that freaking jacket. I want to see the jacket. Show me the jacket. And that was, I think, Anna's? Or was it Daniela's? Probably.
I don't know.
Anna's. Anna made the short red jacket, which was my winner. Merlin, who brought a big old bag of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And threw it around the room like an, well, anyway, like a madman.
I understand. I know exactly what you mean. They rewarded the big bag of crazy.
Yes!
It didn't seem to be. It didn't feel as if it were about the fashion. It was about the big bag of crazy.
He made Shakespeare.
You know, I love the big
pants.
Bag of crazy. Just Merlin's team drove me crazy with the fighting.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see what Daniela does.
I loved Anna's outfit too. Well, I didn't love it. Honestly, I thought everything was kind of a mess the first night. I'm looking forward to things calming down so that we can actually see some real reflections of what people actually do. I also noticed that there were a lot of designers that we weren't even introduced to. Hardly.
Oh my gosh.
Like face.
How many people are still anonymous? We have a minute left, Bay, out of our 10 minutes. So let's just say I thought Anna won with the red jacket, but they gave it to Jean-Paul, which is okay because he's got this weird thing about rectangles. But what about Johnny?
Johnny, okay. When we split up the cast members that we would be keeping an eye on, I totally left Johnny off the list and he was eliminated. And I'm not even sure he deserved to be eliminated. I mean, really, truly, it was kind of like throw some pieces, you know, write the names on pieces of paper, throw them up in the air, and the one that lands face down is the one eliminated.
His sin was creating a halter dress that was a little too narrow. Right?
Right. It was, well, you know, he was on the tube skirt team. Which was just, why didn't they eliminate the team captain? He's the one who said, let's do tube skirts and let's do it in this crazy fabric that wouldn't work on anything. So, I don't understand the logic behind eliminating Johnny, who does menswear. He didn't even get to design anything in his own genre.
Well,
poor fellow.
I don't know if you can hear it, but there goes our alarm. Time's up. So the question is, are you going to watch again next week?
Yes. Are you kidding? Of course I am.
I will too. Crazy? I will too. We'll see what happens with the drama level.
Yes.
And until then?
I'm keeping my eye on Marcus.
And what's his name? Rico.
Yes, Rico.
Go Tennessee boy.
Yeah. And Haven. Haven's also from Tennessee.
Yeah. Do you love that fashion, Bay?
Love that fashion. Thank you for listening.
Listen.
If you like our new format, let us know.
Yes, yes. Love you guys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.